Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast, Sunday Morning Inspiration Call. We are here talking about, or preparing to go forward and talk about, how to be happy is what we have been discussing, and, you know, continuing to go forward in that way. We've learned that, you know, true happiness comes by way of God. It comes by, you know, the Bible says, proclaiming Christ in every situation. And we can't argue the word of God. So I know some of us may think that that's great. You know, this is what God's word tells us to do. But how does that apply to me? How does proclaiming Christ apply to what I do? It's important that we remember what we do on a day-to-day basis is our ministry. So are we glorifying God? Are we doing things in a way that's pleasing to Him? Because whether you are an evangelist or a nurse or whatever it is that you are, this is your ministry. And we all are striving to be, you know, Christ-like on a daily basis. But outside of that, you know, we strive to live a decent life, to raise our families. And again, we are called to proclaim Christ, much like Paul did. So the word of God doesn't apply just to the Apostle Paul, but to all of us as Christians in our walk of life. So again, whether we are a business executive, a nurse, we could be a college student, whatever it is that we're doing, our objective should be to lose our life for the sake of Christ and for the sake of His word. So in doing that, this is when we find the key to true life and true happiness, no matter what we're going through, no matter what hardships we are facing. So important that we remember that. And it's just something to think about as we go forward because, again, we all walk different walks of life each and every day. And we all are, you know, a part of something different on our jobs, in our homes, whatever that may be. It's not the same for any two of us. So we have to remember that is our ministry, that God should be the foundation as we talk about how to be happy, how to be truly happy, what that means. We all know this is something else that we've established, that everyone wants to be happy, but a lot of us seek it in the wrong way. When I say the wrong way, we come to the assumption that, you know, true happiness comes through having good circumstances. So in other words, we put ourselves in a position to where we seek to improve our circumstances. We seek to do that without God's help. So we have to remember God has to be the foundation. He has to be involved in everything that we have going on. So even in the ministries that we walk in each and every day, our jobs, you know, even in our homes, you know, the Bible tells us that charity starts at home. So what are we doing in our homes to be reflective of Christ, to actually do things in a way that's pleasing to Him? How are we doing that beginning in our homes? How are we carrying all those things out, bringing it to our jobs, the jobs that we get up and go to each and every day? How are we doing that? And how are we striving to please God? Because the happiness is not just about us. So again, yes, God wants us to be happy, but the question becomes, how are we living out our lives on a day-to-day basis to always ensure that God is pleased, to always ensure that God is getting the glory out of the things that we do, out of the things that we say, the way that we think, you know, our thought process, because this is where it begins a lot of the times. So before we speak and before we act in a certain way, what are we actually thinking? What is our thought process? And all of that plays a part in us being happy because, again, if we're doing these things in a way that's pleasing to God, then surely our responses and the way that we do things are going to be, you know, significant of, you know, us being Christ-like and walking in a manner that's pleasing to Him, but also in a way that shows that we are not only serving God, but we're serving others as well in and through our lifestyle. So how to be happy is our topic and what we are going to go forward continuing to discuss. At this time, we're going to go forward in prayer. Our Father and our God, we come before You on this morning to say thank You, dear Lord. We thank You, Father, for allowing us to wake up on this morning so that we can come in fellowship to be in Your presence, dear God. We thank You for just continuing to be so gracious and so merciful unto us each and every day. We thank You, Father, for just showing us how to live for You, dear God, showing us that our true happiness is solely based on You and how we live our life in and throughout the will that You have set out for us, dear God, but also walking in obedience, dear Father. We thank You for just continuing to provide a way that we can fellowship together, dear God, so that we can learn, we can grow together, and we can go forward and do the things that You've called us to do. So we thank You for the gift of this ministry, dear God, and we thank You for our leader who continues to go forward, leading and guiding us on the path of righteousness in the way that You've called him to do as well. We thank You and we praise You in the precious name of Your darling Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So again, how to be happy is up for discussion. And as I stated, you know, we all want to be happy. One of the things that's important to realize is that as we strive for, you know, to be happy, how are we going about doing that? And it's important that we realize it's not okay to focus on gaining happiness through the circumstances that we face. So we know some of us may be single, I'm sorry, and if it isn't us, we know someone that has maybe gone out to seek for a spouse or a better half, if you will, seeking to be married. Some of us may be married, but if we're unhappy, we seek to get a divorce. We seek to look for someone else who can make us happier. If we're married, then, you know, some of us may be without a child, you know, and that's according to God's will. But we take matters into our own hands and we say, okay, I'm going to have a child, however I'm going to do that. But have we sought God in doing these different things? You know, we've learned that many of us, if we're poor, we seek to get rich. If we're rich, we discover that eventually we realize that money does not give us what we're looking for when we talk about true happiness. So the Bible tells us, take delight in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. Again, take delight in the Lord. That is stated first because that is important. And in order for God to give us the desires of our heart, we have to be walking in obedience to Him. So if we understand that our true happiness matters to God, then the next question becomes, how do we pursue it in a way that pleases Him? How do we do that? On a daily basis, because it's continual. It has to be consistent in our efforts. So it's important that when we talk about God's interest in our happiness, we want to touch on a few things. One is just to be reminded that we're made in the image of God. That's important, and I know that's something that we talk about all the time. So, you know, God loved this world so much that He gave us His only Son that we would not perish but have eternal life. So it's vital that we remember yesterday God loved us, today He does, tomorrow He's still going to love us. Nothing is going to change that. And that's one of the first things when we talk about being happy, how to be happy and what true happiness really is. It's just knowing and remembering, but also being reminded that, you know, we were made by God and for Him in His image, and He gave up His one and only Son for us. So just a few things to, you know, share with everyone, you know, to shed some light on some things on how to be happy. And at this time, I want to welcome in our leader on this morning, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning, Mr. Tom.
How are you doing, sir?
Doing wonderful, and yourself?
I'm doing wonderful as well. Thank you.
Oh. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you now.
Well, as we've been speaking on, y'all, is we're talking about how to be happy. Now, it's inevitable that you will have encounters in life that do not please you. Because we have something called expectations. Now, follow?
Yes, sir.
Yes, we put our trust in God, not man. Now, see, this is where it gets a little tricky. Okay? Not hard to understand. However, what happiness is not in man, but it's in the God in that man. In other words, when God sets the bar, we follow. And therefore, our happiness is not contingent upon them, but what God requires of them.
Right.
This is where it gets good. Now, our expectations, a lot of times you see in the world today that people have no expectations. I don't have any expectations.
So true.
In other words, they're saying that, oh, I'm going to be happy regardless. No, that's not happiness. Now, the topic is how to be happy. God is happy, but do you not understand he destroyed the earth because he had an expectation?
Yes. Amen.
Oh. I mean, he wasn't pleased. Because the expectation says it requires that you stand up to it, that you meet up with it, that you follow through, you know, on the premise of what you have, which is the God that you have in you. Let me say that again. The topic is how to be happy. Our happiness does not dwell with man, but it does dwell with God. See, therefore, we should always be happy, and when things don't meet expectations, and it's consistent not meeting expectations, you have the right to come out from amongst them.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You should always be happy. If things are not meeting expectations, you got to replace it, remove it, and move forward.
Yes.
You follow me? This is important.
Yes, sir.
This is important. We don't put our trust in man, but we do put our trust in God. In other words, your happiness is not contingent upon them, but the expectation that God has placed on their life. They are straddled with responsibility, but hold on, not just them, we are as well. You are as well.
Yes, we are.
You have expectations. The Bible says to delight yourself in the Lord. And he will give you the desires of your heart.
Amen.
It also says that you can ask, abide, if you abide in God and he abides in you, you can ask for whatever you want and it shall be granted unto you. I don't think that we fully understand that. The reason why I say that is because all we know is, this is no disrespect, but all we know is God will give you the desires of your heart. But did you read the first part of that? We remember the last, but not the beginning. It says to delight yourself in the Lord. Delight means to make happy. Delight is to make pleased. If you as a parent are not pleased, no, let me not say that. Y'all know, because see, when we say stuff, we'll bend the rules.
Yes, we will.
Can I show y'all? Ooh. How to be happy. Can I show y'all what I mean by bending the rules?
Yes, sir.
Can I? Now, I want y'all to see this. Now, this is good it can get. Show you how good God is about happiness. OK? Okay? Because we'll say, well, as a parent, no, I would still do for mine. Well, cool. Okay? Cool. When God is not pleased, why would God give something evil that's not in his plans?
He wouldn't.
He wouldn't.
No, sir.
Let me show y'all something about happiness. Why? Because, you know, we'll bend it just, oh, I knew I would. Now, this is the true story now. It just happened. Okay? I was asked. I'm going to put a name on it. Can I miss the meeting? Can I miss a meeting? Because I have friends in town for my birthday. This is what I was asked. I said, you surely cannot. Watch this now. Talking about happiness. You surely cannot. Now, I then went on to say, well, your job, you wouldn't miss a meeting at your job. Now, watch this, Miss LaTanya. See, we bend the rules. Y'all hear me? Good. Everybody hear me Sunday morning, bro?
Yes.
The rules were bent immediately. The individual said, yes, I would. I would tell my boss if I have friends in town, that, you know, yes, I would say that. What part of your boss and your job would allow you to miss a meeting to go out and hang out with your friends because it's your birthday? That's all I want to know.
No.
I ain't talking about no just no rinky-dink meeting. I'm talking about a powwow, real serious meeting.
Mm-mm.
Whose job would allow them to do that?
No one.
But the rules were bent because you can't prove it. So I'm going to say what benefits me. See, the flesh starts to speak.
Yes.
Because the flesh wants to check how happy you. In other words, the flesh wants to check your happiness through the individual, not through God. Watch where I'm going with this, people. See, you can't argue that because they say, yes, I would. You can't argue that. People paint the picture and the narrative and their stories. Remember we talked about on Wednesday?
Mm.
Own up
mm-hmm.
your own, you know, your own happiness. Well,
yes.
We create facades and stories that are not true. Look at the story that wasn't true. Yes, I would. Cool. Left it alone. God is my witness. God is my witness. Now, this is how powerful God is. The very next day, because, see, I still say you're coming to the meeting. Now, you make a decision, because if you don't come, you know what step two is. Okay, cool.
All right.
God is my witness. This is how good God is with happiness. If you abide in God and God abides in you, you can watch this, y'all. The very next day, Mr. Tanya, somebody was in a meeting. I called them. I didn't know they was in a meeting. Show you how good God is. They didn't pick up the phone. I called them again because the information, it was important. They was at their job. They didn't pick up the phone. They texted me back. I'm in a meeting doing a presentation. I texted back and said, oh, I thought if you could take off, you can surely answer. Ooh, you see how good God
mm-hmm.
is?
Yes, huh? Sir.
I thought that if you can take off because of a birthday, you definitely can take off to answer a phone. I mean, you can step out down because you got it like that. Remember, you were boy.
Mm-hmm.
And I surely did remind them of their words. Y'all don't hear me.
Uh-huh.
Y'all don't hear
me. Indeed.
I'm trying to tell you something now.
Yes.
I reminded them of their words because, see, in one breath, I just said I couldn't prove it the day before, but God let it come around full circle. See, we'll bend the narrative to create a happiness that is a facade, because the truth of the matter is that happiness does not lie in truth.
Right.
A lot of people's happiness is situational. In other words, you can't tell me, you can't judge me, you can't tell me I ain't in God. You can't tell an individual right now, with whatever they say, but it can be proven. Look at the lifestyle. See, God would allow situations to say, hold on, look at the expectation. Now, I thought you just told me you would do this with with your job, but you can't even step out of a meeting yet, miss one. Yeah, y'all.
Yeah, sir.
All right, good. Y'all don't hear me, huh?
Yes, sir.
Ain't it something?
It is.
Huh? You follow me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
But God is good.
Yes, he is.
Okay. Y'all, the reason why I'm saying that is because I let the individual know from the beginning. I'm talking about happiness now. How to be happy. How to be happy. How to be happy. How to be... Listen. I let them know from the beginning, and I'll let you guys know as well. Okay? Your job is number two. Your real job is with God, making him happy.
Amen.
Yeah. Your job, somebody might get offended. Cool. That means your happiness is with the money that you make. Your real happiness is in riches and glory in God. In other words, God's riches and glory has nothing to do with a dollar bill.
Yes.
It don't have precedence on it. It has favor on it.
Amen.
Favor don't mean that people will like you. Favor means that they can't deny you. See, favor can be delayed, but it can't be denied. Happiness can be delayed to a certain extent, but it can't be denied. In other words, see, with expectations, it would meet up. In other words, because people not doing what God requires of them don't mean that God isn't happy. He may not be pleased with you right now, but it can only be delayed. It can't be denied. Because, see, God is starting to remove.
Yes.
Y'all not hearing what I'm saying.
Yes, he will.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
He was not pleased with the earth in Noah's day, so he destroyed it.
Yes.
He wasn't pleased. He was not happy with what he had created because he had an expectation. See, a lot of times people don't have expectations because they want to be happy. In other words, no expectations, I'm going to show you this. Watch this. Write it down. No expectations, I'm going to show you this. Watch it. Write it down. When you don't have no expectations, guaranteed, you can press star 5. Anybody, guaranteed, you walking in fear.
Nah. Okay.
Let's get a plate. Star 5 me right quick. Get on the line. If you have no expectations, you are walking in fear. Somebody bold enough to say, that's not true. I just don't have expectations. Why don't you have expectations? Because you're afraid because something hit you hard some time ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust people. You don't have to trust people. But what about the God? They don't have God in them. You must not have God in you if you don't see God in them. See, everybody got God in them. It's how much you can pour.
Yes.
But did God ever give up on you when you didn't have God in you? Because everybody got a story now. How to be happy. Oh, everybody got it. Well, if you can't see God in them, remember, God said, the same stick you measure them by, I'm going to measure you by. If you can't see God in them and you can't find happiness in that, God can't see God in you. God is going to judge you the same way you judge them. You do know this, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, he will.
Lord, I love it. How good the word is. So when people don't have expectations, it's because they're operating in fear. And when you're operating in fear, you can't be operating in faith. And if you're not operating in faith, how would we ever find happiness? We create happiness. We create happiness through things. We create happiness through situations. In other words, when it don't go our way, we get discombobulated.
Yes, we do.
Well, Mr. Carl, good. I'm glad you said that. You just got discombobulated with the individual. No, I didn't. I set the rules.
Right.
I wasn't pleased with their response because that was irresponsible. But I set the rules. See, I was going to be happy regardless. Watch this. Because if you don't come, you will be replaced. But I just reminded them of their words, which was a lie. Because they happen to stem on the fact that, I guess I told him. Okay, cool. Up until God threw it right back in your face where your words melted. Your words melted like candle wax. Because where were they when you, Miss LaTanya, you know how people say, oh, I was just playing? They say I was just, they got to prove it. Now you just saying. Now we come up with another, oh, I'm talking about in advance. I'm in advance. No, 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 no. No, you got it like that.
Yeah.
Now, why I say that is, we talk about how to be happy. See how that fake happiness was created? But when it came to the test of time, they couldn't stand it.
Right.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
So the reason why I brought that up, watch where I'm going with this. Okay? I said your job is like an apartment. Can I say that again? Or did
y'all hear?
Your job is like an apartment. Huh? I'm talking about your natural job. I'm talking to everybody now. Your job is like an apartment. Your job for God, is like your house. You see where I'm going with this?
Yes.
Why build on something that you would never own?
Amen. Indeed.
Why set your happiness on something you would never own? Let me say it again. Your job is like your apartment. Your job with God is like your house. Why build? Why fix up an apartment that you'll never own? You got it like it's yours. You,
Yes.
You don't own it. Then people can evict you anytime. You ain't catch what I'm saying, huh? How to be happy? We building on stuff that's not even ours and talk about we happy. That job that you go to 9 to 5 or whatever time it is, they can let you go. As a matter of fact, if you should go, you think they're going to stop? So their happiness, is not contingent upon you. What I mean is, don't perform to their standard and watch where you go.
Right.
They're going to be happy regardless because they got expectations and rules.
Right.
See, if the almighty dollar can have expectations, happiness, and if somebody don't meet them, they move on, they keep on being happy. It's just like you, courting, being involved with the relationship. If the individual is not meeting your standard, that don't mean that you don't be happy. That means you replace. And when God sends the right one, because you know your value, you know your worth. So if that being said, God will always be happy, because if Lucifer, if you didn't work, if these humans don't work, he will always be, I will replace. What don't you understand about that?
Right.
Why you think sin operates the way it operates? Because sin said I was rejected because I didn't meet up to his expectations, and he's always going to be happy. I'm going to be misery loves company. You don't understand what I'm saying. See, when we have no expectations, we have or either have low expectations, there's danger to that. And the danger is that you will lose your happiness because you're no longer operating in faith. You're operating in fear, so you are protecting you as opposed to protecting the God in you.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I'm protecting you. When you protect you, I have no expectations. When I protect God, I have expectations. If you don't meet them time and time and time again, boom, they don't mean I don't love you. They just mean I deal with you from a distance.
Right.
I mean, boom, tap, bam, be gone.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You have the right to do it to me.
Yeah.
Because if we both operating in God, we should be A-okay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But when we're not operating in God, if you catch what I'm saying, if you're not working for God, you're not operating in God. Therefore, you're building in the wrong thing that you would never own. You're building upon flesh. You're building upon, listen to me, boy, we put more into our job than we do our, we put more into our apartment and we never get into a house. Now, anybody on the phone, any adults on the phone, I'm talking about any happy adults on the phone, you know as well as good, God is good, you know as well as, because somebody told you this a long time ago. Baby, go ahead and get a house for all that money you spending.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't want to listen.
Yes.
Because we ain't want the responsibility of being happy, true happiness, because we say, hold on, don't you have a mortgage? Well, you got rent. What about the yard? Well, you still paying maintenance. We don't want that type of responsibility. They cut the grass at our apartment. They do this. But see, on the day that you got to get evicted, the day you got to move out, they got stipulations. You can't put too many holes in the walls. You can't paint that apartment how you want. Well, I can. See, that's a smart person talking about I can. In other words, I'm happy. I'm happy. They still have restrictions because it's not yours. As a matter of fact, if they should want you to leave, you're going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's your house, when it's your house, you can truly be happy. That don't mean that you're going to be pleased with everything all the time or the people who dwell therein. But you're going to be happy because you set the expectations. Because you create these little creatures called kids. And sometimes they don't make you happy because you have expectations. But see, they don't mean that you necessarily have to be pleased. But see, happiness says that I'm going to stick to my guns. Either you do it or you don't. It's called punishment in between. So I will be happy. Because the Bible that I read says God chastises those who he loves. In other words, I'm going to be happy, but I'm going to show you how to be happy too.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Or chastisement. See, God wouldn't chastise us if he didn't have expectations. So if we are to be in God, that means we should operate like God. We should have happiness around us. That don't mean that you will be pleased, but why don't you have expectations then? Because God do. If he didn't have expectations, why then is there a need to judge?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, Lord, have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mr. Carr thought you wasn't supposed to judge. Who told you that? You are supposed to judge. You're supposed to judge according to the things in God. In other words, if you didn't judge, you should walk next anything that blow in your ear, the next man or woman blow in your ear, you should accept them as yours. They want you. Mm-hmm. So don't judge them, because even when you say judge, you telling them no is a judgment. Why you told them no? Well, you know what I meant. I'm telling you what you meant. You are supposed to judge. People try and curve happiness to fit themselves. See, judgment says that I have a standard.
Right. Indeed.
Judgment don't mean that I tear you down. Judgment means that I can smile because I'm happy and tell you no. I'm good.
Right.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. There they go. I love it. The morning is important.
It is.
Be happy. Our happiness without God will definitely be temporary.
Yes.
You can never explore the fullness of it. If you abide in God and God abides in you. In other words, if you obey God, if you operate in God and God operates in you, you can ask for whatever you want. But see, operating in God means to do it fully his way. He said the same mind that Jesus had, we should have. In other words, Jesus had a mind of happiness, complete happiness.
Yes.
Don't you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Happiness is like hope. That don't mean temporarily. See, being pleased means that I don't approve with my son, who I'm very well pleased. That means he approved Jesus. If you abide in God and God abides in you, you ask for whatever you want to. You have to be obedient to the word of God.
Yes. Oh, yes.
That don't mean that God isn't happy, but God can very well not be pleased. But when you're not pleased with something, people know that affects your happiness. If they love you, I said, if they love you, they'll get it right. And I'm glad we understand that about happiness. Because if you love God and you know he's not pleased, you'll get it right. Operative word, if you love God. Operative word, if you love God. See, when people talk about, I love the Lord, well, if you love God and you know he's not happy right now, you know he's not pleased with your life, why are you not getting it right? I mean, this is a God that you have a relationship with. Somebody else shouldn't have to tell you. Somebody else shouldn't have to tell you. I say it again. Somebody else shouldn't have to tell you that the person you have a relationship with is not pleased. Is not happy right. The same God that you always boast and brag about, that says, oh, yeah, if I needed to miss, I'd miss. Up until the day where your word is about to be put to the test.
Right.
Ooh-wee. Because you just said what you'll do, right? Well, you just said, well, I know God. But why you don't know that he's not pleased with your lifestyle? And if he's not pleased, how happy can you make him? See, delight yourself in the Lord. Delight yourself. Delight means to make happy. The only way that you can make God happy, the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Let me say it again. Without faith, it is impossible to make God happy. Let me say it again. You can fool yourself, like the individual that I was talking to, and talk that foolishness, that yang-yang. Remember the Bible said in the last days that people will view wrong as right and right as wrong. See, the only time it would be revealed is when truth comes around. Truth comes around. The next day it came around. Them words had to be challenged, but them words wasn't right because that words bowed down. They abandoned that individual. In other words, their happiness was through a facade. But when reality hit, they couldn't use them words. Where were them words? Where were the same words we just spoke that says, I can miss? Now you can't. Now it went from one excuse to another. See, lies got to keep on spinning out of control. See, one lie says, oh, no, it got. See, a lie says it has to be pinpoint. But when it's truth, it don't have to be pinpoint, meaning we don't have to be pinpointing God for him to be happy. Because if we are really in love with God, we'll straighten up, even though we're not as perfect as we should be.
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm.
I tell you, ain't that something, Mr. Son?
It is. Yes, sir, it is.
People. I love it. The Bible says, delight. How to be happy. Delight yourself in the Lord. And you can ask for anything that you want.
Yes,
and it shall be granted unto you. Make him happy, and you get what you want. Here's the thing. We don't know what it takes to make God happy. If we did know what it took to make God happy, we wouldn't have forgot that part of the scripture. Because the only part we remember is God's going to give me the desires of my heart. Baby, read the whole scripture. He says, without faith, it is impossible to make him happy. In other words, you're not even operating in faith because you're only telling half the story. Read the whole story. You know how people go run tell that? And they never tell the other individual the whole story? Well, tell Satan to stop reading you half the story. You got your own Bible, your own relationship. In other words, you know how to make God happy, right? Cool, because you got a relationship with him, right? Boom. In order for him to enter a relationship, you had to make him happy. Okay, cool. Watch this. Watch this. Because you don't have to make him happy. He was happy, you know. Okay, cool. But here's the thing.
Right.
You're in a relationship with him. That means you should know what makes him happy and what makes him sad. If you're in a relationship with somebody, you can finish their sentence. When you're in a relationship with somebody, you know the things to do to please them. You know this.
Yes,
so
sir.
Since you're in a relationship with God, how is it that we can't even hear his voice, yet alone know what makes him angry? So people in a relationship, but they say, I can't hear his voice. I don't know what to look for. And then even if you don't say it, you live it. You don't have to say it. You know God can read our mouth, our lips. He can read our heart. Just because you don't say it out loud, don't think that you're slick. I never say that. Just because you don't say it don't mean that you don't think it.
Right.
That's not how you live. It's just because you understand.
Yes, sir.
So we can't even hear his voice. So how you got a relationship with somebody you don't know their voice? How you got a relationship with somebody that you don't know how to make happy? He said, without faith, it is impossible to please me. The reason why we don't know how to make him happy is because we don't know what faith is. We think that faith is this osmosis thing that says, oh, I think it and I know, I believe in God. No, faith is you opening your Bible and reading it. Faith comes by hearing. In other words, see, the Bible says faith comes by hearing. What do you hear? The word of God. So how do you know what faith is? I believe in God. You think believing in God is enough? People believe they got kids and don't take care of them. Come on, women. Stand up. Say amen to this.
Yes.
I'm talking. People know, them men know they got kids and not making you nor them kids happy. Huh? Because they're not abiding by the rules of fathership.
Right.
No disrespecting men. I'm just trying to show something here. So just because you believe something don't mean that you're going to make it happen. Because people believe and know that they got children and still don't handle business.
So
please tell me what you believe in God has to do with it. The Bible says faith without works is dead. So believing is one part of it. Where's your action that lines up with it? So since we know what it takes to make God happy, don't say that believing, I believe in God, that ain't good enough. Again, he believed that he got kids. That ain't good enough. He may not ever say he got them with you, but he know. He believe he got them.
Yes.
That don't mean that brother man going to take care of.
Right.
That don't mean that he can make the situation right nor happy. So we need to stop investing in our apartment and start investing in our God, our house. Do what it takes to make God happy. But first you got to understand what makes him happy. Understand your Bible. This is why the Bible said, in all thy getting, get an understanding. In other words, look at the double-fold happiness tool that God has given us. If you get in the world, huh? In all thy getting, get an understanding. Get an understanding of what you're getting when you're in the world. That means it should make you back up, huh? And be so, I mean, you just, oh, it's incredulous that I have to push away from this because this is not what I should be getting.
Right.
So if I'm getting the world, I should not be happy like that. If I'm happy, I'm like the raven and not like the dove. In other words, you remember when Noah sent the raven out? The raven ain't never come. But when he sent the dove out, the dove came back. The Bible says to be in the world but not of it. The dove couldn't stay in deadness. It couldn't stay in wickedness. It couldn't stay in places that wasn't happy. There was nothing but corpses out there. The dove was white. It had to come back. The raven being dark and grimy, the raven stayed in the world. It didn't come back to Noah. Y'all got to hear me now. See, happiness. If you happy in the world, you staying in the world, that's because, see, you're operating as a raven.
Mm.
The apartment is okay.
Yes.
The apartment is okay. But when you operating in God as a dove, the apartment is not okay. I want the house because God wants me with the house, but more so than what he wants. Let me give him what he wants before I get. See, when you love somebody else, you take care of them before you take care of you. God is good.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Take care of God's house, and he'll take care of yours. The Bible says if you take care of God's house, he'll take care of yours. He ain't never said nothing about no apartment. Hello.
Mm.
I'm not disrespecting
yes,
nobody, seriously. Don't get mad at me. I promise. I'm not disrespecting your apartment living. I'm creating a scenario, spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, some people get sensitive and talking about, well, he ain't make me happy with the message. I don't know if I'm calling in.
Yes.
I'm talking about spiritual apartment.
Yes, indeed. It's bigger than that.
Yeah, I'm serious because been that, done that.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing wrong.
Right.
But y'all get my drift, right?
Oh, yes.
Don't build an apartment. Build in the house. Let's go ahead and pray, Ms. Laton.
Our Father and our God, we come before you on this morning, as always, to thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to be here in fellowship with one another, dear God. We thank you for allowing our hearts and our minds to be penetrated by your word. Dear God, we thank you for continuing to show us how to be obedient unto you, dear God, so that we can truly know what it is to be truly happy in you. Dear God, help us to always make you our foundation in everything that we do, beginning with our thoughts, dear God, the words that we speak, the way that we respond to situations and circumstances, dear God. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, dear Father, and we thank you for continuing to gift us this ministry so that we can continue to grow in your word and also take what we learn to go forward and be a blessing to others. We thank you for our leader, dear God. We ask that you will strengthen him wherever he's weak, dear God, and just help us all continue to go forward on the path of righteousness. We pray and ask all these things in the precious name of your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. All right, y'all have a great day. Okay, how to be happy. You have the tools. You have what it takes to be happy. Now walk in your happiness. Okay, not in such situations, not in things, but walk in your happiness in God. Okay, some things you may not be pleased with right now, but remain happy in God. Okay, that don't mean that you overlook them. That means that you get it right. All right?
Yes, sir.
Have a great day. We'll see y'all later on this evening at 8 p.m.
All right. Bye-bye.